Greetings, families of Divine Street branch of the Christian Church in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on December the 23rd. And it's our middle Sabbath, December 23rd. And I've got today's Advent family devotion for you, written by Grace Claus of the Reformed Church of America. The devotion today is called A Cool Dad. Yep, that's right. A Cool Dad. Let's hear this scripture from the Gospel of Matthew. This is Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So, Joseph gets a little visit in a dream from an angel and is given an offer not to dismiss Mary quietly. Joseph could have woken up immediately, sat up in bed, and said, "No way, I'm not going to marry her anymore. Even though I love Mary, I want to have a normal life. I don't want to be the adoptive dad of the Son of God. That's weird. People will think I'm weird." But he didn't say that, did he? Joseph said, "Yes, I will marry her. I will help raise the Son of God. I will let people think I'm weird." You see, Joseph cared a whole lot less about what other people thought and a whole lot more about what God thought. He cared more about Mary and less about himself. And because of that, God gave him a pretty cool part in God's story. God used Joseph to raise Jesus. Joseph got to teach Jesus how to use a hammer or build a chair, how to read the Bible, and how to love other people. Joseph got to be Jesus's dad. Now I wonder, because a lot of it's not in the Bible, what things do you think Jesus learned from his earthly father, Joseph? What kind of things would Joseph have taught him? Are they the same things that we can learn from Joseph? In this story of the birth of Jesus, what can we learn from the part that Joseph plays? Let us pray. Holy God, Joseph reminds us that you can use us in amazing ways when we let you, when we say yes to your word. Wonder, what is your word for us today? What part do you want each of us to play in your story this year? Who are you calling us to be, and who do you want us to serve? And what things do you want us to teach others about your Son, Jesus? Amen. Well, it is our middle Sabbath, and just a reminder that we will not be having our Zoom discussion group this Wednesday, taking Wednesday off, and we'll be resetting up for the new year. We've got some exciting plans for our daily devotions for next year, and so be looking for those. Certainly have a blessed Christmas. We'll be talking to you tomorrow. It's only December 23rd today, so here's your benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.